English Across the Pond.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. You are listening to English Across the Pond. English Across the Pond. This is a podcast to help you with your English. Why across the pond? Well, because you have two hosts for this podcast. You have me. My name's Jennifer, and I'm from the US.
And you have me. I'm Dan. I'm from England.
So, across the pond refers to the Atlantic Ocean, the body of water that separates the US from the UK. You can join us right here on this podcast every single week. Every single Friday, we release a new episode. These episodes are full of natural conversation and language learning opportunities. Every week, we have a theme talking about something new, giving you all kinds of vocabulary expressions, helping you understand question structure, sentence structure, how to start conversation, how to create conversation. And we give you that little insider tip of English from the US and from England. So you learn British and American English. But that's not all we do. No. We even have a podcast membership that gives you even more practice. We'll talk about that a little later, and you can learn more on our website, englishacrossthepond.com/gold, G-O-L-D, because we call our members gold members. You can also click the blue subscribe button on our webpage to learn more, sign up, and start getting your resources. Today's episode is quite lovely. Dan, talking about being humble.
Yeah.
Being humble or humble as an adjective can have a couple of meanings, but we are going to talk about the meaning of, what do you think?
Well, the meaning that's more associated with humility rather than there's the expression from humble beginnings, and this means more along the side of just not having any money and being poor. So if you see humble written down, it could be in different contexts, and it could be alluding to somebody's sort of status in society or just financially, that, you know, we were very humble as kids. But there's also the humbleness meaning. What's the other meaning, Jennifer?
The meaning we'll talk about today. So being humble as in, like, not thinking of yourself as better than other people. So not thinking of yourself as better than other people, not being too proud, not being, you know, arrogant.
Cocky.
But like you said, not being cocky, yeah, having humility, that modest view of your importance. And that's what being humble is all about and what we're talking about. So do you consider yourself humble in this adjective, in this definition of being modest and not arrogant?
Well, I think I try my best. I think that, there's modesty as well. I think to be humble, haven't you got to... You can't, I don't know if you can, I think normally, like, modesty and humility, they come when people say, oh, that's delicious. This chocolate brownie that you've just baked for me is the best brownie I've ever had. And you say, no, I borrowed the recipe from a friend, and I'm sure if I did it again, it wouldn't be as delicious. And you're being very modest and very humble. And so... I'm going to ask you a question. Sorry to make this difficult. Do you think that you have to actually achieve something and be sort of a good person to be humble? Do you know what I mean? You have to do something good and then you're humble about the good thing. Or you can just have humility like 24/7.
I think you can have humility 24/7. Because I think you can kind of... I think that, like, to do something good or you have to achieve something, like, that could be really subjective. So if we wanted to talk about humble, the adjective, as the other meaning of not being really fancy, or, you know, not being super special, or not having a high rank or status. You said status, I say status.
Mm-hmm.
Not having a high status. One could argue, like, oh, well, if you come from humble beginnings and you live in a humble house and you're kind of a humble person, you haven't really achieved much.
Yeah, yeah,
but
sure.
But then this person could be like, no, I've achieved everything. I've achieved happiness.
Yeah.
And
karma.
Like the greatest success. And so then that person could even kind of get on their high horse of like, I have achieved life's greatest thing of like self-empowerment and enlightenment, and I'm truly happy, and I did this because I'm so great and I'm so peaceful, you know. So I think,
it's a
I really let my imagination go there.
And no, it's good. It's tricky though, isn't it? Because as soon as you start saying, I have achieved, you know, as soon as you start proclaiming your happiness, one wonders if happiness really does lie within. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If someone's walking up and down the street with a huge big drum strapped to their chest saying, I am happy, you think, are you really? And so the thing about humility is I'm imagining that, like, I don't really know, because if I played a sport and I scored the winning goal or whatever, I hit a home run and I pulled my shirt over my head and ran around like an airplane with my arms out going, I don't think that's particularly humble, but I don't think there's anything wrong with doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a strange one, isn't it? So I would say that I think maybe there are times when we should be humble, and Jennifer, I try my best, but I don't think it's very easy to be humble, or is it? I don't know.
It's not easy to be humble, is that what you said?
Well, I got halfway through and then I wasn't sure if it was easy or not. Is it easy to be humble?
Well, I think we've talked about it before. I don't remember which episode, but there's this questionnaire that kind of gets your strengths. Called the VIA Signature Strengths, the VIA, VIA Signature Strengths. And one of those strengths is like modesty.
Mm.
VIA, I'm just going to Google it really fast to see what it actually, the whole thing is. Modesty and humility is that.
Yeah.
And so it kind of, you know, it you take this questionnaire and you find out what the strength is, like your order. So like my top strength, my number one strength is zest and energy.
Like a lemon.
Yeah, like woo, you know. Humility and modesty is actually like bottom five.
Oh.
And it's like, it's not like, that's the kind of immediate answer. It's like, oh, you're lowest. You're like, oh, how sad. But it's not like a good or a bad thing. All of them are strengths.
Mm.
But it's just like how each of those rank, you know?
Because also,
But so I think just I gave that example because I would say like, yeah, I think it is kind of hard, I guess, because I say that because it's one of my lowest strengths. This questionnaire.
And as a kid, we had religious education at school, and the most popular religion in my country is Christianity. And we were taught that the Son of God, Jesus, he was very humble. I'm not sure, which makes me think, well, he's supposed to be like, you know, one of the best people. I'm not sure if I can be like him, because he's supposed to have a very, very good life and lead, you know, be a very good example. So I'm not sure. Honestly, there aren't many topics we've done. This is, what number topic is this?
192.
There haven't been many. Maybe this is probably the first time. I actually feel a bit stuck. I don't know. I think it's really hard. I don't know if I'm humble. I think it's something I'd like to be, but then not all the time. It's not good to be humble all the time, is it? Is it?
Well, what would be the con of not being humble all the time?
Well, because would you like the last piece of cake? No. And I do want the last... Or, you know, like, you'll never get promoted in work, will you? You'll never... And maybe if you're overly humble, you're in a position, let's say in employment, you know, or just in life, I don't know, and someone says, you should step up and do this, you'd be really good at this, and you don't do it because you're too humble, and everybody loses because of your humility.
I don't know if that's, like... I don't know if that's, like... truly being humble, though.
Yeah,
I don't think
I'm not sure either.
To be humble, you have to be like shy or submissive.
No, maybe not.
I think you can, like, I think that you should really go for this job. Like, you could still go for the job
and be humble
and be like, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I'd even get it. Like, oh wow, like this would be a really you could have like modest kind of qualities, or you could be like, yeah, I should apply, or you're like, yeah, I could apply.
That's not unhumble, is it?
And that's not unhumble, especially if somebody else is like giving you the suggestion. Now if you were like, yeah, I should get it because I'm the best in this company, I've been top sales for 3 years, if I didn't get this job, that would be absolutely crazy because I'm literally the best,
I'm better than you, and I'm better than you,
I'm better than you.
You're rubbish.
Yeah. Of course that would be arrogant, cocky. That would be the opposite of humble.
Can we talk about my favorite thing about humble?
Yes.
You need to use humble as an adjective and you place it before a dessert.
A humble pie.
Ooh, humble pie. I love me a slice of humble pie.
Wait, I don't get it. What do you mean?
Do you know humble pie?
What's humble pie?
Humble pie is... I don't know, I've got the definition. Just a minute. You speak or behave in a way which tells people that you admit you were wrong about something. So
they had to eat humble pie. Yeah, the rumors they were spreading were proved false.
Yes. So you say, for example, you make something up. Oh, it's going to close. You're going to lose your job. And you just do that to make trouble or something. And then someone finds out it's not true. And you have to eat humble pie. And when you do that, you'll feel really uncomfortable. Maybe your cheeks go red. You feel embarrassed. And people say to you, have you got some stuff down? If I think you've spilt something down your shirt. That's right. It's humble pie. Yeah. Do you say humble pie in America?
I personally have never used that. I've heard it. It does sound familiar, but it's just not ringing a bell.
Sure. And do you anything about humble pie?
Me? Anything about humble pie?
Have you ever eaten it? Have you ever watched someone eat it? Have you ever been there when someone's been humiliated and sort of, you know, made to eat their words?
Probably, but I'm honestly not thinking of like a good story right now.
I don't mean either.
Dang.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's going to be something we could share like in our Telegram group when we think about it.
Good.
Or like social media. We'll post a story or something about it.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a good one to think about, the story. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure that somebody out there listening is thinking, oh, my boss last week when he had to apologize in front of all of us. And yeah, that's eating humble
pie. Yes.
It can make you feel really uncomfortable when people eat humble pie, but it's really fascinating, I think, when people, you know, squirm.
Squirming in their seats.
People are squirming.
I'm trying to give another example, but I think it's going to come to me. Right now, it's slipping my mind.
Yeah, no worries. That's okay. You've given me the opportunity to say eat humble pie, so I'm happy.
Yeah. Do you think humbleness? Humbleness is a noun of humble, but there's also humility.
Yeah.
There's a quote I actually wanted to share with you.
Ooh, love it.
I know, you're a quote guy. Mm. True humility is not thinking less of yourself. It is thinking of yourself less. C.S. Lewis. And so that actually, I didn't even realize, kind of supports what I was saying in response to you about getting the job.
Yeah.
But what do you think about that quote?
Well, first of all, it just made one of my ears fall off because it was a bit wild. Could you say it again for us, please?
And I quote from C.S. Lewis.
He wrote Alice in Wonderland. Carry on.
Mm-hmm. Oh. True humility is not thinking less of yourself. It is thinking of yourself less.
So, taking that on...
Mic drop.
Yeah, totally mic drop, yeah. I bet C.S. Lewis did that when, you know, back in 1878, whatever it was, when he did it. He just walked out of the gentleman's club with a cigar. Yeah, and that backs up my idea of not getting the job, you know. It doesn't back my idea. You know what I mean? Going back to what we said earlier, you would go for the job because you don't think less of yourself. You just don't think about yourself all the time. And presumably, yes. If you're not thinking of yourself all the time, then you're thinking of others, I imagine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very good. Well done, C.S. Lewis, you clever clogs.
Well done, mate.
Yeah. Jolly good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a good one. Yeah. So would you say the people around you are like act pretty humbly? Like behave pretty humbly? Or would you say you surround yourself with people who are less than humble?
I'm not really interested in people who want at least having a go at being humble. I have spent time with people who aren't very humble. I mean, there is the thing as well about, you know, great sports people. Maybe you couldn't perhaps be a brilliant athlete if you were too humble. But anyway, people who, if we go back to your C.S. Lewis quote, and people do think about themselves too much, I'm not really into that too much. It just makes me feel tired when people are self-obsessed. I'm very aware of it. I think when I'm with somebody, as a young man, I don't think I realised as much when people were going on and on and on and on and on about themselves. Maybe because I was also doing that at the same time, because you're younger. But as I've gotten older, I become very aware very quickly of, like, you're once again now talking about yourself, and everything we've spoken about so far, you very quickly twisted it around, you know, like shaped it and remoulded it so that it's all about you yet again. So but that I think is like suffering fools, you know, like I don't suffer fools gladly. And well, someone who isn't humble is not necessarily foolish, but you know, it's the same sort of thing where I don't really want to spend time with people like that. They suckle my energy away.
Cool. Now let me tell you about me.
me. Now I've finished my 18.
Now ask me.
Now ask me again. Well, you think you've got a bad time. Wait till I tell you how bad my life is.
Yeah. Oh, you've done it again, my friend. You've said it so wisely.
But I think that I get very, very aware very, very quickly of like my energy. I can almost literally feel my battery drain by the second when I'm in a cafe or whatever with these people. And, you know, I think as well, as we get older, we spend more time with the kind of people that we kind of like, in inverted commas.
Mm-hmm. Well, with work, I think, is a challenging place because a lot of pride, a lot of arrogance in the workplace.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people, you know, it's hard to, the jigsaw of life, you know, there's no lid, there's no picture to sort of think about where all the pieces go. Life's not easy. And I think most people are trying to do their best to make their way through each moment and each day. But some people, the way that I think the best way to get through life and the way that they think the best way to get through life are very different. And I'm sure a lot of these people aren't doing it on purpose, but that doesn't mean that we get on very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, luckily you consider yourself humble. And that's why we get on so well.
Ooh.
Great conversations always to be had with you.
Well, and I think anybody who's stuck with us, you know, like anybody who's listening, as we said, we're on 192. Anybody who's been with us for any amount of that time, I'm sure we're all marching to the same drum beat and singing from the same hymn sheet, you know, that we're all on the same page. God, that's three in a row.
Yeah, God, that was good. We'll write that down.
Made myself dizzy. So, you know, a big thanks to all our lovely, humble, gorgeous listeners from literally all over the world. We say all over the world and we don't mean it, but we have got listeners all over the world. 160 countries, I think.
Woo!
Yeah.
So we want to thank you for tuning in again to another episode. Stick around. We have a language focus.
Yeah.
And we'll be back again next week.
I'm going to go off and do something amazing. And when someone says, that's amazing, I'm going to say, ah.
Like that. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Practice humility.
Nice chatting.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Who is ready for another language focus? I hope that's you. Today, we're going to be talking about parts of speech. Super important grammar that's going to help you write. It's going to help you understand a lot more about the structures in English. And the tip we're going to give you today is a great way to also learn new vocabulary. So the title of this language focus today was being humble. So we're going to look at the word humble. What part of speech is humble? Humble is an adjective in this case. Adjective is a part of speech we'll talk about, as well as nouns, verbs, and adverbs. Those are the four we'll talk about today. An adjective, as you know, describes a noun. Adjectives come before a noun or after the verb to be or after another linking verb. Nouns are people, places, or things. Nouns are often the subject of a sentence or the object of a verb. Verbs are action words. They're actions. It's what the subject does, the action a subject does. An adverb is going to describe an adjective, a verb, or another adverb. Adverbs have different placements. Sometimes they can go at the beginning or the end of the sentence. They often go in front of the verb, the adjective, or the adverb it is modifying. So the tip we want to give you is how to build vocabulary and how to learn different parts of speech, especially using a dictionary as a resource or for extra support. So humble is an adjective, as we mentioned. So what you can do is you can type humble into the dictionary. Any dictionary will do. I personally typically like Merriam-Webster. And then you can see humble as an adjective, how we're using it today, right? The definition from Merriam-Webster says not proud, not arrogant, reflecting, expressing, or offered in spirit of deference or submission, etc. Here you will also see it is a verb. So humble is another part of speech as well. Verb, to make someone humble in spirit or manner, or to destroy the power or independence of something. And then what you want to look for as you continue to scroll down is, in this case, for example, it says other words from humble. So you see humbleness, humbly, humbler, humblingly. So you see it has a noun, humbleness. We know it's a noun, of course, because the dictionary tells us that it's a noun, but we also see the suffix N-E-S-S, which is a noun. Humbly is an adverb. We know because it tells us on the dictionary and because it ends in L-Y. Adverbs often end in L-Y. So there, using this tool, this resource in the dictionary, you can see and expand your vocabulary by understanding that humble is an adjective and a verb. So that will show you the two different ways you can use it. I explained a little bit about an adjective and verb and where they are in a sentence, for example. And then you expanded your vocabulary by learning that humbleness exists as a noun and humbly as an adverb also exists. So that helps you expand your writing by learning a couple of new words and trying to use it in different ways. So humbly as an adverb would go in front of a verb, for example. I humbly declined. So that would be different from I am humble, because we use humble as an adjective differently than we do humble as an adverb. So with this information, I want you to start practicing. Can you take a book you're reading or a magazine article, take some type of written information in English and pick out about 5 new words from there. Write those words down on a piece of paper and then enter them into a dictionary and try to expand your vocabulary by checking if there are different parts of speech. The final step would be, can you write these different parts of speech in a variety of sentences to practice? Members, you can write this practice in our Telegram group, and get feedback from us, connect with other members, and practice your English. Thanks again for listening. Hope this helped you, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.